If you drive on 52nd Avenue South and look south just before the bridge in between Veterans Boulevard and 45th Street,
yep,
you'll see phase one is completed, and you'll see water and a lift station. But if you look off to the south, you'll see the second phase currently being dug. And there's a potential that phase two of the stormwater pond development, which will serve 2,300 acres of runoff for future development, homes and businesses in that area. It'll be completed later this construction season or early next.
Okay. So this is 52nd. You're going west out toward Horace out there.
Correct.
And then just before you get to Veterans, you look south, and this is all that direction.
Correct.
Okay. And so this is kind of a byproduct of the diversion project. And then somebody said, hey, let's make something good out of this area, is kind of how I sense it came together. Is that accurate?
Well, this stormwater development is independent of the diversion.
It is, okay.
It is to serve 2,300 acres of future development. So the area I described previously is for that purpose. The water itself will be about 240 acres, the ponds, and then the Fargo Park District has the potential to create 160-acre park area that goes around the north and south portion of the ponds.
Okay.
So future development will most likely break it up into phases as funding allows. Phase one, we plan on kicking off in 2027 due to the grant we are fortunate to have received from the Outdoor Heritage Fund, which is funded from oil and gas revenues through the state. We received just over $521,000 to help kick off phase one of the project.
Not bad, a little $500,000 check coming your way.
No, that's great. And then we also received $50,000 from the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District to assist with phase one of the project. So phase one of the project will just kick it off for us. We plan on putting about just over a half a mile of natural surface trails that'll be 6 feet wide just to get people into the pond area. We'll also incorporate interpretive signage, you know, support facilities such as benches, and then we need to seed approximately 80 acres of upland, prairie, and wetland into native grasses and flowers for pollinators and create somewhat of an outdoor learning center. We're trying to bring an a natural setting to a urban park. There's Fargo is growing, and not everyone grew up on a farm that lives here anymore, and they don't get to experience nature. So we want to bring nature to them by creating this Southwest Pond Recreation Area. Future opportunities are endless, I call it. We may create an urban fishing area, incorporate fishing piers. The ponds may be stocked. The deepest level of the pond.
Fishing pier, that'd be cool.
So we could bring, you know, nature to town, essentially, and it'd be right in the south portion of the city of Fargo. But, yeah, a few fishing piers, bridge crossings, things of that nature, natural playgrounds, possibly a parking lot in the future. Right now, phase one, like I stated previously, starts at 52nd Avenue South, and it'll stop at 64th Avenue South. But there's talks where it'll even continue further down the road.
Okay, very cool. So
into further South Fargo, I should say.
You've got yourself, if I did my math correct, you're a little under $600,000 in grants that have come your way to make all this happen. What are you looking at as far as a total price tag to pull it all off?
Well, if my memory serves me right, with that grant funding, for phase one alone, we're potentially at that $800,000 to $1 million range once the project has been engineered and surveyed. We have preliminary cost estimates, obviously. It's going to be a big project. Totality, we're possibly looking at $4 to $5 million, but there again, this is down the road, so that is a current day's estimate. Future possibilities, like I said, are endless. We plan on possibly putting 10-foot wide shared youth paths, so our gravel trails will get visitors close to the pond, you know, that want to experience the native grasses and go fishing or look for birds. You know, there'll be a lot of migratory birds, pheasants. Wildlife habitat will be great down here once we get the project established. Shared use paths will be 10 feet wide and concrete, but that'll connect to our existing trail system that's to the north, which crosses 52nd Avenue and continues north to Urban Plains Park.
Yeah,
across from Shields Arena. So there's a lot of potential with this. We just want to kick it off now that the pond construction will be done, and we don't have an estimated timeline on when it'll be completed, but phase one will get the community excited. It'll get us excited, and we get that done, and potential grant funding will be there again if we prove that we've got a slam dunk project, and we're looking forward to this opportunity.
You know, Tony, our audience is full of people who say, I love amenities and good things in my community. We just have to kind of watch what we spend on stuff because our taxes are just going through the roof all the time. It seems like that never seems to go down. What is your message to people who would say, okay, great, if you got, you know, 600 grand from your grants, so be it. But as a taxpayer, my taxes are going up like nuts. I don't really want to see much more increase. What's your message to them to say this is a worthy investment, maybe of your tax dollars, if there is more money that needs to come from the people of Fargo to make this happen?
Yes, certainly. So we're always trying to be creative with our dollars that we're entrusted with at the Fargo Park District, and always attempting to supplement that budget with grant dollars, like I explained previously. $600,000 is nothing to shy away from. It's great. This is allowing us to kick off the project. But the Fargo Park District is undergoing, and we're nearing completion of a park system master plan. So that plan will drive our decisions for the next 20 years on what the citizens of Fargo and its visitors would like to see the park district do. And preliminary results state more trails and more natural areas.